date says Marcus Lattimore is on line one. So let's see if he's just pulling my leg. What's going on, Marcus?
What's going on?
He must have been. Now, Marcus, did y'all have a game tonight?
We just got done. We defeated Orangeburg Prep 40-17.
All right.
That's nice.
Big win. So tell me a little bit about this Heathwood Hall team. I can tell you, you know, coming into the season, there were not a lot of high hopes, you know, for Heathwood. They lost a lot of talent to graduation. There's been a little bit of attrition in the talent. But, you know, you guys aren't burning barns down, but you're an improved football team.
Absolutely. And we're a young team. That's the thing. And the guys are playing hard. We don't have big numbers, but we have guys who play hard. And I think one thing that we've seen as a coaching staff, we've improved every single game. And the guys' confidence went up every single game. We got a big test coming up next Friday against Hammond. So it'll really test our heart and see where we are.
Now, speaking of having players that play hard, is Burns just not having those guys this year? What's going on with Burns losing to Gaffney tonight?
Don't put that man on the spot like that.
look, it's tough. As a Burns alumni,
that's why I asked.
I'm not feeling well about this whole situation. But Coach Lane is the right coach for the job. He grew up in the area. He knows the system. He knows what it takes to win at Burns, and we're still Burns. Let's not get it twisted. We're down this year.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has down years, and our defense is not playing to the capability that they can play. Our offense is not as high power as we were, but we're finding guys. We're putting guys in the right situation. But I'm looking forward to next year. I am, because we got a lot of guys coming in. We got a running back, Rajay Harris, who probably is going to break every single record that I have there. And so I'm excited.
Oh, wow.
I don't know about that.
I remember when he was 3 feet tall. So it's been fun seeing, you know, watching these guys grow.
It's fun. Hey, listen, for an old man like me, it's fun watching you guys. I mean, I can remember you in eighth grade. And, you know, it's fun watching you guys grow up and become good men and leading kids like you're doing right now. Before we let you go, I haven't seen you. I think the last time I saw you was over at the training facility on Bush River Road. And so how's your mom doing?
She's doing fantastic. You know, if you know my mom, you know she's always upbeat. She loves being around the action. She comes to almost every one of my B-team games in Columbia. And she's still supporting Burns as well. She goes to the Carolina game. She just loves being around football.
So, Marcus,
she's upbeat. She's in spirits. The family's doing well. Thank you, Pat.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Marcus, do you miss, I mean, being out there on Friday night, you know, coaching high school football, being around it, do you miss that? Or do you find yourself missing college football more? Or is it just something, because it's something special about high school football.
I tell you what, I've been in every venue from professional to collegiate. To high school. The Seahawks stadium is amazing. LSU is probably the loudest stadium I've ever played in. But there's nothing like a Friday night, no matter where you are in the state of South Carolina.
Yeah.
It's something about that community, something about high school football that pulls a community together and the town just shuts down. It's something special about it. There's something magical about it that you can't find anywhere else. Nothing will ever top playing on a Friday night.
I figured you were going to say that. Dave, our producer Dave, wanted me to ask you if you've talked to Courtney Sisson lately.
Courtney Sisson. Coach Sisson coached me in eighth grade at Florence Chapel, and that's when I first met Courtney. Courtney is an awesome human being. I heard she's doing well, and, you know, she's a big Carolina fan. So, yeah, I have talked to her about 2 weeks ago, actually. She's doing fantastic.
All right. I appreciate you calling in and talking a little bit about Burns and Heathwood Hall. Appreciate it, man.
Have a good night.